Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. Someone I know is drooling a lot after sustaining their brain injury. What is this? How can it be fixed? Answer. That's a great question. Excessive drooling is frequently also known as hypersalivation. Its fancy medical term is sialorrhea, S-I-A-L-O-R-R-H-E-A. Sialorrhea is often caused after some sort of injury to the brain, whether it be a brain injury or a stroke. Patients with other brain-related diseases, such as Parkinson's disease, can also have sialorrhea. Essentially, there could almost be really two reasons for it. The first one being that someone really just has normal saliva production, but is unable to manage the saliva well. The average person is producing saliva and is able to swallow it or spit it out or whatnot to be able to manage it. Or what could be happening is that your salivary glands are making an excess or too much amount of saliva, which then obviously also attributes and causes someone to have difficulty maintaining all their salivas, their secretions, and such. Just like last week, we spoke about coughing. Well, sialorrhea could be a reason for someone coughing, because a person might be choking on all the saliva they are producing. Around our mouth are salivary glands which make the saliva and secrete it out. Some of these glands, or the most common ones people will hear about, are the parotid glands, which are on both sides of our cheek, in the submandibular gland. So if you go to the bottom part of your mouth and you feel your jaw, it's kind of right underneath your jaw. If you start at the front where your chin is and put both your fingers at your chin and go around the bone, go around, that's called the mandible, your jaw, the lower half of your jaw. If you keep going, you're going to come to the angle of the mandible where it starts to bend up towards your ears. So if you put your finger on your chin and the other finger on the angle of the mandible, if you go about halfway between those two points, put your finger about one tiny finger kind of breath in, just a little bit in. Your submandibular glands are right there. Now, parotid gland location is as follows. Put your fingers at that change, that angle of your mandible, and put your other finger kind of at your tragus of your ear. The tragus of your ear is kind of right by the ear lobe. So if you know where your earlobe is, just go a little further up. It's a little part of your ear that you can actually push in and out on, and it kind of would cover the whole of your ear, the meatus going into your ear. So if you go from the angle of the mandible to the tragus of your ear, and I go halfway, and halfway is just about your earlobe, what you can then do is again go a little finger breath over, and you probably feel a little kind of soft pillow type aspect. And that's the main part of your parotid gland. I mentioned these two glands specifically because we're going to come back shortly and talk about treatment. So now that someone is having sialorrhea and is having difficulty with it and it impairs their day-to-day living, there's ways to treat it. One shouldn't have to suffer from it or have discomfort from it. The first way often used is through medication. Anticholinesterase medications can help decrease the amount of saliva production. Anticholinesterase is a big fancy term. It's like a family of medications. Some of the better ones used for sialorrhea is a medication called glycopyrrolate. One of the brand names is Robinol. There are a couple brand names out there. And it basically blocks acetylcholine from activating the glands and therefore decreases the amount of saliva being produced. Another medication is scopolamine. It can also work. I personally haven't found as much success with scopolamine as I have with glycopyrrolate. The good thing about scopolamine is it's just a patch, so someone could wear this patch. Glycopyrrolate, you have to be able to swallow, or you could put in a feeding tube. The best way, if it's indicated and someone knows how to do it, is using botulinum toxin. And there's different brand names such as Xeomin or Botox, and one can inject botulinum toxin into the parotid and submandibular glands bilaterally, both the right and left side. Again, just like when you use botulinum toxin for spasticity, or also known as tight muscles, it takes some time to kick in and for it to actually work. And you have to make sure it goes where it needs to go, because there's always the risk of the medication spreading and it could affect swallowing muscles, because it's weakening muscles in this situation if it affects the muscle. Versus in the parotid glands, it's going to decrease the saliva. And also, again, it's a needle. It's being put somewhere into the body. It can introduce infection, which most doctors and practitioners are not expecting, but it's always a risk. And there's always a bleeding risk as well when you put something foreign, such as a needle, into the body. It's also important to think about speech therapy as well, possibly in conjunction with the medications, to help learn how to better control the hypersalivation. And in more extreme situations, there's always surgical approach to remove the glands. But again, saliva has a role, especially if someone's eating. It's going to help break down food, keep a mouth moist, things of that sort. So, in conclusion, hypersalivation is also known as sialorrhea. It's a production of saliva in the mouth. Patient may have trouble tolerating the increased saliva and managing it, and there's ways to treat it, whether it's with medications such as glycopyrrolate or scopolamine, or injections with botulinum toxin, or with speech therapy and to help someone learn how to manage it better, or in more severe cases, and if indicated, with surgery. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.